Message number 510. If you believe in the existence of Satan, then know that everything that is unjust and evil in the world is caused by him. Sunday, August 5, 2012 at 5:40 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, I am calling out to everyone young and old who is unsure about their faith in God. I appeal to those amongst you who do believe in me but who do not speak with me or avail of the sacraments, or who do not attend their churches to honor me. I love you. I will never desert you, and you are going to be given a special gift shortly. You will experience what it is like when you will come before me on the day of judgment. Then you will forget your doubts. Many of you, despite your lack of faith, honor me in so many ways, but you do not realize this. You in your daily lives feel love, concern, and sympathy for others. You feel an urge to fight injustice and are repelled when you witness wicked acts committed by others over those less fortunate than themselves. You show love for others and look after those who need your help. You hate to take advantage of others and are sensitive to the needs of those who suffer in this life. You feel love for your family. You laugh and rejoice when you are with friends and feel a tremendous love and friendship for those close to your heart. When you marry, you feel an overwhelming love for your spouse. Then when you have children, the love you feel surpasses anything you could ever have imagined. You cry tears of remorse if and when you hurt someone. You forgive others when they offend you, insult you, or cause you harm. Where do you think this love and these emotions come from? Don't you know they can only come from God? Love is difficult to explain, difficult to analyze, and it can never be proved by science, for it is a gift from God. Hatred, on the other hand, comes from the dark side. Satan to many people may not seem real, but he exists. Many of you do not believe in evil or the existence of evil spirits, for they are careful not to reveal themselves. If you believe in the existence of Satan, then know that everything that is unjust and evil in the world is caused by him. He is the king of lies, and he has the power to blind you to the truth of your existence. Because of your blindness, my mercy is now going to cover the world to prove to you that I exist. Be prepared for this day, for it will happen soon. When the signs in the skies are shown to you and witness the clash, the noise, and the shaking in the ground, know that I have come to waken you up. When this happens, I beg you to turn to me then, for I want to fill you with my love so I can bring love and joy into your hearts. When my mercy comes upon you, you will feel peace at last. I love you and I will never forsake you. I await your response when this great day comes. Your Jesus.